The search for an airline to serve ADAC is starting over. On Thursday, the U.S. Department of Transportation rejected the only bid it received for the federally subsidized flight route and reopened the bidding process. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce reports.
After Alaska Airlines announced in February that it wouldn't try to renew its essential air service contract this year, the DOT put out a request for proposals. Penn Air was the only airline to reply. It proposed flying a 30-seat Saab turboprop to ADAC four times a week in exchange for a $3.4 million subsidy. That would have been the second most expensive EAS subsidy in the nation and double what Alaska Airlines currently receives for flying the route with a Boeing 737. The DOT wouldn't comment for this story, but in the order reopening the bidding process, it said, quote, "We're concerned that the level of subsidy Penn Air requests is very high," end quote. The Essential Air Service program was almost eliminated during federal budget cuts last year, and its spending continues to be highly scrutinized. ADAC City Manager Leighton Lockett says the cost factored into the community's decision not to support Penn Air's proposal.
We want to see the program succeed, period. We do know that there's pressure on the federal budget, and we want to do our part to make sure that this program continues.
ADAC's main concern, though, is that Penn Air doesn't have sufficient cargo capacity on its planes.
Unlike other communities, we don't have regularly scheduled BART service, so everything has to come by air.
The DOT says Penn Air's proposal does meet ADAC's historic cargo requirements, but Lockett counters that those numbers don't take into account the recently reopened Icicle Seafoods plant.
Fish drive traffic here, and, you know, with the fish processing plant here, there's a lot of traffic moving out of here.
Lockett is optimistic that the second round of bids will generate proposals that address both the community's cargo needs and the federal budget's bottom line.
We're open. Obviously, we need air service, and so we'll be talking to anybody that calls.
Penn Air couldn't be reached for comment on whether it will be bidding again. Alaska Airlines says it won't be bidding on the route. Proposals are due to the DOT on June 26th, and a decision is expected shortly thereafter. In the meantime, Alaska Airlines will continue flight service to ADAC. Reporting in Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.